So we have to switch on, please.
Okay, I feel. And I would like also to maybe suggest to the head of this friendship committee to extend to you, other than the head of the Committee of Foreign Affairs back home, maybe to extend to you a formal invitation if that could help, because we would be looking forward to have you over as a Committee of Foreign Affairs, but also as a friendship group with we would have the pleasure to join. And we think, you know, this could be a normal way of the collaboration, exchanging the information. We have had such a great relationship ever since Malta recognized our country from the beginning. And we always appreciated your strong support, even when it comes to the EU or UN or other areas. For that reason, we, knowing that Malta is doing so well now in the international arena, I mean, it was so important for you to have to be the member. A member of the Security Council, but also the president of the OSCE. This is so important, and actually it's also important for us. And as you know, I mean, I know that nowadays you are quite busy with everything that's happening in the world, unfortunately. But Balkans is there, and it's very close, and very often, unfortunately, there are still some, I would say, created threats. For this reason, it's so important also for you to be more informed, and for this reason we thought that would be very natural also that we would offer you as to be like an ear for the Balkans, you know, that whenever you would like, and I know that now, of course, there will be so many reasoning to be more over, we hope, and we will have also your leaders over, but also the parliament will be so important to be present. And I wanted more to update you about what's happening in our part of the world. We, as you know, we have presented our candidate status to the EU since last December. We are still potential candidate. It's good that enlargement came back in the agenda of the EU. Of course, maybe not necessarily always listening to the Balkan countries. We do understand that there was a necessity, at least strategically, to send this message of the enlargement also from the East, and this is so important. But also we would not like to be forgotten, because it's as well important, and especially when you deal with sometimes uncomfortable neighbor in the northern part, and it's not always easy. So even though back home things are going well, and not because we are saying so, but many indicators of international organization will state so. I mean, there were even arguments that maybe Kosovo is more ready than some other member countries, not to be offensive, but we had the blessing that we were, we declared independence in 2008, so we had the chance to observe also the others, and to start from the scratch, and our legislation framework is actually very much advanced, not only in the rule of law or protecting the minority rights and democracy and freedom of media, but also we do align completely with acquis communautaire. Actually, before even when a law is adopted, it has to pass through different committees to be sure that it's aligned. So in a way, we tried to embrace some principles even before, because we know it takes really long time. And we do hope that the EU will consider. Now, we have these political problems that 5 EU countries don't recognize us, and this is quite a big problem. And but this, we think that it could be overcome. One positive development happened 1st of January with visa liberalization for Schengen countries, and thanks God, this is another thing out of our agenda, because we would be again, you know, saying to you, thank you for your support, please do continue, because it continued for 10 years that our citizens were not allowed to move freely. And we did consider that this is such an injustice, because, I mean, we reached 95 criteria, which were the triple of the other Balkan countries, much before, but it was the political issue, and unfortunately, it was the only carrot that EU was, you know, like kind of hiding from us, because they could use it as a leverage in the dialogue with Serbia. And also, on that regard, the dialogue for normalization of relations with Serbia was going like a tango dancing. Unfortunately, it was not really helping to have a high representative from Spain and the main facilitator from Slovakia. So our prime minister, when he would be seated on the table, he would have 3 non-recognizers, not only Serbia. And that was not really an easy issue. And nevertheless, we did commit to respect our obligations. We were ready to sign the agreement that came up in February, then in May. Unfortunately, Serbia was not. So even from that, then the EU, you know, sometimes can be very creative. And they said that this this is the first time that this agreement could be implemented, even not signed. But it didn't happen, unfortunately, because we were asked, there were so many obligations, like 12 obligations. We were asked mainly to implement one, which was creating of the association of the municipalities with a majority of Serbs, which is quite challenging. We also did consider, and we were presented different models that exist around the world, but as you know, it doesn't exist a copy and paste model. You have to see also the context, and we have seen what happened in Bosnia. Everything started with the association of the communities with a Serbian majority. Now they have Republika Srpska, which is Serbian Republic that wants really independence, and they are always blocked because of this entity that is trying to get away. And it's always, unfortunately, commanded by Belgrade. So this was the aim also with Kosovo, which we tried to explain to our international counterparts, but it's not always so easy, because, you know, these are people that have their mandates and they want to tick the box. And who will be living there will be our children. And it doesn't, you know, for someone else who doesn't live there, that's not important. But for us, it is, because we lost so many lives during the war for our independence. So we don't want to struggle still and for one day to also lose a part of our tiny territory. So there have been different things during the last year. It was really eventful, unfortunately, also for us. As I was saying, there were this, artificial incidents constructed that, unfortunately, we are used to. Last year started with actually Serbian authorities and structures abandoning their jobs, and then this they saw that they can promote a crisis within Kosovo, and we had to actually schedule the new elections in the four municipalities with the majority of Serbs. They were again instructed from Belgrade to boycott the elections. Nevertheless, they were regular. For the first time, the Albanian mayors were elected. And they had to be escorted to the municipality because even though the population boycotted the elections, they were against. And that's the moment in the end of May that you most probably heard that there were some quite aggressive demonstrations from the local population, but also with infiltration of many criminals. And also, I can say it clearly because we identified with facts, there were some Russian infiltrations. And that's when some soldiers of KFOR, NATO mission in Kosovo, were even wounded. And there, something interesting happened, because that was the moment when everywhere in the international media was projected that Balkan is the next war, and this was only the way to project the crisis in different part while they were having troubles in one part, just overshadowing what's really happening. But what really happened, as usually in the international arena, the weaker states always have to pay the bill. So we were imposed some measures from EU, which was like the suspension of some... no, actually, just water. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. So we were... there were some financial programs suspended to Kosovo because we reinforced the security measures by our police. We didn't send the army, which happened with Serbia. And Serbia had the free pass. And every time that we talk to the EU partners, why is so, it's an interesting fact that the EU feels sometimes that some countries who are playing with two chairs should be more accurate, because if they all have to show the strong hand, they could just go along even more with Russia. So in the meantime, this happened at the end of May. In June, we were a bit more penalized, and then in September, we have suffered a terrorist attack in the border with Serbia. There was a group of 60 paramilitaries that entered the border, smuggling with NATO cars and also some health cars. And they found a refugee in Orthodox Church. And this is not the first time that they have this kind of tactic. They usually will find the refugee in the churches in order to provoke from there an attack, thinking that the local population will come back and then it will be portrayed as a religious and ethnical problem. Thanks God our population did not react, but unfortunately our police officer did lose his life. He was killed while in duty. And since this group had left behind, they managed to escape, but they had also three casualties. And they left behind some documents, drones, and there was the project was to actually occupy all that part of Kosovo. And the person who organized that was the deputy president of the Serbian political party in Kosovo. He was identified, we have pictures and everything. He was also Serbia, then he escaped to Serbia. Serbia was pressured to do something. They arrested him for 48 hours and released him. And we are now asking for international investigation because that was quite aggressive breach of violation of the territory violation. And this also has helped a lot, unfortunately, to portray our country as insecure, as something that could provoke next crisis, etc. But everything was planned. And it was actually very interesting because they were happening some things in the international arena, and always there is this attempt to use this card also from Russia. So the situation was not really easy this year. Instead of really, we are trying actually to move forward also with our candidacies also for Council of Europe. And in the meantime, we always have to advocate what's really these attempts of destabilization within. And unfortunately, we are not seeing some measures taken from EU because there are different interests. Nevertheless, we are not discouraged. We are working hard also for the internal reforms. We are trying to really demonstrate that we are worth to be member of Council of Europe, and then this will be the first natural step. And then, of course, to move forward also with the security structures like PFP and NATO, and because also we are investing so much also in our Security Council. So we really do appreciate your support in Council of Europe. We would like to ask you further also to, I'm meeting your colleagues and later, to support us, but just to brief you about this, because this year should be also considering there were different reports taken first from eminent lawyers of the Council, and they have released this report that there is nothing that impedes Kosovo to get the membership. So, because for us, somehow, everything is more difficult, even though this membership could be just a natural thing without having so many reports previously. There are always some barriers that we have to justify why we are doing it. It's very natural for us. We do embrace all the international treaties and conventions that have to deal with human rights. So we do feel that we do belong to that family, and it will be so important. We also will try to, of course, pursue our objective to the EU, because that's natural. We don't have another alternative. That's the only one. And, of course, we would like to work a bit more closer also with you. I'm also very happy that today we'll be signing a memorandum of understanding with Ministry of Culture. We have finalized also another memorandum of understanding with Ministry of Education, and I'm looking forward maybe to come back with our Minister of Education, because also we do appreciate what Malta did in this field, and it's so important that we can exchange. I was also last night, I met the rector and was really glad to meet our visiting professor even from my city here, so that's really nice when you see that education is pioneering in our natural relationship and culture, but also I believe that parliaments have so much to do, and it's so important for this reason maybe to promote more exchanges, more visits, and why not some common initiatives, because it would be natural that we will be your allies in all the parliaments, be it in hope some days in the European Parliament or in the delegations to the international organizations. I would be also interested to hear what are your interests or if you have anything that you can think that I can brief you in more detail, or if there is some interest, particular interest in our area that you might have, would be very much at your disposal.
First of all, thank you, Your Excellency, and thank you for coming here to address this permanent committee. And this permanent committee, with the help of my colleagues, we try to reach consensus as regards foreign policy perspectives. More as a small country with big relevance, with big geopolitical importance, and we try, obviously, to cooperate amongst each other, mainly the two prominent parties, to be effective in our foreign policy and to reach consensus. I believe we are managing to do this, even vis-à-vis Kosovo, the Kosovars. We started our diplomatic relationships quite early. I believe it's September 2011, so it was that administration of that time, and the position has not changed since. And I believe, not that the position changed, but I believe that we increased the vigor in the sense that of the understanding of what the Kosovars passed through, the understanding of your relevance, the relevance of the Balkans, which is the stability of the Balkans, is important for Malta. I believe it's very important for the European Union, for Europe, and I believe it's important even globally, even vis-à-vis the historical relevance of what happened in the last centuries with regards to any problems, any potential problems in the Balkans. So we understand your position. We understand and appreciate your efforts, and we will continue to help you in European Union fora. I agree with you, Your Excellency, that you registered a very big progress, even vis-à-vis other countries that were even that had their candidature before you, vis-à-vis the screening and the, you mentioned the acquis communautaire, the process we passed through that process in our recent history, let's put it that way, early 2000s, it was our experience, and I believe that today there is a national consensus that with all the challenges which the European Union presents with all the situations that of mutual understanding with other member states and with the EU institutions, I believe that the European Union experience, the Malta experience of the European Union, and even the other way around, has been a positive one, and I augur that it will be the same for Kosovo and the Kosovar citizens, and I believe that it's very important for you because it will give you stability and a guarantee as well of peace and tranquility for the Kosovar people. You mentioned education and culture, and I have the knowledge, as you said, that you're going to sign two memorandum of understanding, which are important for us, and I believe it's, as you said, it's important for Kosovo as well, vis-à-vis culture and education. Culture is very important for us from different aspects. Culture, it's our identity. I believe that as a small country, it's a beacon of our identity through the centuries. It's an asset for our tourism as well. So that is very important for us. With regards to education, we are a country with very limited natural resources, but very a good potential of our human resources, and education obviously is the vehicle to reach that, and we have a university of long-standing importance and relevance in Europe, and I believe in the world, and even our other education institutions have reached an acceptable and satisfactory degree of excellence. So that from the part of what's going to happen in the immediate future, I believe that to increase the relevance between the both countries, we need first thing is air connectivity. We have very limited air connectivity, which will help both our peoples to understand each other and to visit the countries. That is, I believe, a priority. We have to increase trade and commerce. We have very limited trade and commerce between us, obviously, due to connectivity and the situation. I mean, Kosovo has been, it's a very recent history that you can decide your trade and economic relationships as well. So it's, but we can build, and I believe that there is very good solid foundations to build on that as well. So, and the last thing is obviously foreign policy vis-à-vis both European Union, European institutions. You mentioned Large Council of Europe, and you have a meeting with the PACE Committee of the Council of Europe, which is a very relevant meeting, but even with multilateral institutions globally. Malta is playing a very important part today in the European Security Council. Malta has been a very important player. We always try to increase our relevance. We have my colleague here, the Honorable Mario De Marco, his father has been a great advocate of Malta and of our international relations, so he will obviously elaborate more on that, and we will want to keep that momentum, and obviously where we can help, obviously Kosovo, subject as well of adhering to the acquis communautaire, the screening process, which you are doing very well. I agree we will still remain strong supporters of Kosovo, and thank you very much for this opportunity. Thank you very much. I believe you would. Thank you very much.
Our chairperson has more or less very much said it all. What I'd just simply like to add is that, one, first of all, thank you. It's been very interesting listening to you. But the point I wanted to add was really also that we've always firmly believed in a Euro-Mediterranean policy, really. So, I mean, so which is also one of the reasons why Malta traditionally, through the decades, and irrespective of which party was effectively in government, we always very much believe in having a strong relationship with the Balkan states. And so obviously the history of the Balkan states and the security of the Balkan states was always of keen interest to us, because we firmly believe that in the maxim that you can't have effectively peace and security within Europe without peace within the Mediterranean, and vice versa. And we've seen this throughout political history within Europe. So obviously we've seen the problem of turmoil in the Balkan states and how it affected Europe. And we've seen how also insecurity within Europe can also affect ultimately the Mediterranean region. So yes, we firmly believe in the promotion of dialogue within not only the Balkan states, but also within Europe and the Balkan states, including obviously Kosovo, which is the reason why also Malta was one of the first countries which recognized immediately also Kosovo, as my colleague rightly pointed out, going back to 2011. It was then the Nationalist Party in administration then, which was rightly followed up also by the Labour Party in administration, so there is totally a uniform consensus of, irrespective of which party is in government in Malta, that we want to keep strong relationships with Kosovo. At the same time, also whilst keeping strong relationship with the other Balkan states. But yes, we believe in your aspiration towards European Union ultimate membership. So the fact that you've got now candidate status is important. I think following... Pardon? Yes, but potential candidate. You have to start from there. Okay. Absolutely. So Council of Europe is an extremely important institution. I mean, for us, pre-EU, Council of Europe was the most important forum. So our advice is whatever you can make from the Council of Europe, yes, it's because it's, I wouldn't say it's, it doesn't play second fiddle to the European Union, because ultimately for the political dialogue which goes beyond also...
It's federal.
it's a parallel. Plus also the European Court of Human Rights, which is really a fora of the Council of Europe and not of the European Union, is also very important and still very relevant today. So from our point of view, again, Dr. Zarantulis and myself share the common factor of both ministers for tourism. And so obviously tourism, yes, is a great promoter of culture and dialogue between people. So if somehow or other we can improve the connectivity between both and Kosovo, that helps dialogue, helps trade, helps understanding. So it's not purely a promotion of a leisure activity, but it's a promoter of political dialogue, understanding, and an economic dialogue and an economic activity. So yes, I fully adhere to what Zarantulis is rightly promoting, because it helps facilitate. But ultimately, again, we both share the vision of a larger Europe. I mean, we see what's happening in Ukraine. And we've also seen that ultimately membership and growth of the EU, despite its administrative, bureaucratic problems, but helps dialogue and helps stability. So if there's one thing which the EU has really achieved, it's ultimately stability amongst the member states. Very often, yes, sometimes you can grumble about the EU and its bureaucracy, and the reality is probably the larger it grows, the more bureaucratic sometimes it can become. But there's an underlying achievement of the EU which we tend to take for granted, which is the stability it brings and the possibility of dialogue around the table on an equality basis, irrespective of the largeness of the member state concerned. I mean, Malta and Kosovo probably share a relatively small population. But at the end of the day, the relevance that EU membership gives is that around that table, whether it's Germany, France, or Malta, which is discussing, we both have equal voices. So that has helped us tremendously. So yes, we wish you well, but at the same time, it's not an easy process, it's not a short process. It's a long process. It's a process which will test your perseverance, but which at the end of the day is definitely worth it. Thank you. You wish to add anything?
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks for your comments. Really appreciate also your demonstration of the continuous support, which is very much appreciated among all our institutions. And this what we said here, I want to underline that also last year and this time we had the political consultations with you, and we have renewed the framework of collaboration, which foresees many of the segments of cultural collaboration. And yes, just on that, I do believe, and I'm a strong believer, that the connectivity between people, it's so important, because sometimes it should start from the grassroots. And when people-to-people diplomacy, if I can say so, is stronger, that helps also their leaders to be more decisive, right? Because sometimes, just because we were isolated for so long, maybe also some EU countries did have some prejudices or did remain with that historical memory of Kosovars as refugees. And by the way, we do appreciate, because SOS Malta did help a lot at that time for us. So now it's going to be 25 years of, let's say, mainly peaceful, that the war has ended. And this could be very interesting and very important for us also, if it could be coordinated with the membership of Council of Europe that this year is celebrating 75th anniversary, because we will be the only European country that is lacking in this puzzle of democracies. About the trade, I do agree there is a bit, very little we did have some contacts with your Chamber of Commerce and our Chamber of Commerce. Of course, they have some MOUs. We try to bring some of our representatives here. I know that there is a dialogue. We actually do share a common sector, which is too small, but in a way I want to think like strong states. And ICT sector is also very strong. We have become somehow as a natural hub for startups because our population is very young. 75% is under 35. So and of course education is so important. So also our government is doing everything to bring back all the people that have studied abroad and help. Actually, half of our government are from our diaspora. And we are developing also the strategies which are quite interesting and certainly we would like also to share and also to consult with you about involvement of diaspora in decision making. And we just started last November a forum which is called Ulpiana Forum, which we will be structuring it in more stable forum, and we will have also different countries coming to contribute and offering some trainings because our diaspora for us is so important. They are not only contributing with their remittances, but when even before the war, when our autonomy was abolished from the Milosevic regime, we managed to survive thanks to our diaspora because I'm the generation that was not allowed to study in our own language. We did then create this parallel structure of education and health. Somehow having in our back shoulder all these really hard experiences that at the end ended with a war, and we don't forget how much we do own to our own people. So for this reason, we will continue to work hard and to try to nourish this bilateral relationship. I think that you will see more Kosovars here, and it will be more now even easier even for your colleagues to come here even on short notice. We always appreciate, even though we are not directly part of the Mediterranean, but we do appreciate when there is a natural opening and we are included maybe in some forums that usually we will not be included, because also some exceptional thing happened that we will host Mediterranean Games in 2030, even though we don't have a sea. But we actually will have a helping hand from our good neighbor Albania. So at least that segment of the SEA Games we will be holding there. Unfortunately, we can't participate, I think, in the small country games because our population a bit more than 1 million. But we would love to be included in all these initiatives when you think about some initiatives that could be opened up to us, we would appreciate. Sometimes not really being part also of international organizations leaves us a bit behind. Also working on this, I would say, fundamental issue for us, bilateral recognitions. I don't know about a state that had to pass through this complex and difficult exercise of asking bilateral recognitions, and it's been since ever. I mean, I'm the first generation of diplomats. We started in 2008, and I would never think that we would be in 2024 and still asking for them. I have seen while I served also in New York that it's so important to be on these tables, and we are not part in the UN, and it was really hard to cover it from outside. For this reason, it was so important to talk to friends. And of course, you have put on the table some important issues to you and priorities for Security Council. Also, women, peace and security is something which is very dear to us, among other issues. But we always talk with the Minister of Foreign Affairs to maybe build up together the expertise now that you would have, even after the presidency on this. It would be very important. I would also ask you, maybe we can, and this you could talk whenever you decide to come with your colleagues, in the forums that you participate and you have really great relationship with all the countries. We are not so present in Africa, and we also with, you know, do struggle even to talk to them, because then we would need a really a strong shuffle diplomacy that will be all the time someone going there while all these things that I was saying before are happening in Kosovo. It's not really easy. Sometimes we do appreciate helping hand or more expertise from your side or your close relationship with one or another non-recognizing. I just mentioned one continent, but it can be also others. If you can think about some countries that you are really close, sometimes just to hear and to be briefed from a friend, it's really important. So please do consider this. We might reach out also about this, and we would appreciate. And regarding also the trade exchange, we are actually in a good stage, and you know our agriculture is flourishing. So we can think about that. I was even thinking to maybe suggest even our Minister of Agriculture to come over, or your minister to come over, because I was hearing also from university that there is a struggle also to motivate the students to study agriculture. I was suggesting some out-of-box proposals to maybe combine with innovation ways of research and different tools nowadays. So there are so many options, tourism, it's so natural. This will come, I guess, now. And just for your information, actually, you have very wisely appointed non-honorary consul in Kosovo who has a touristic company. So we will really try to build up this maybe plans that will include Kosovo, but also Malta. And I'm also trying to identify here an honorary consul who could be very active. So I'm still searching. If you would have proposals, I would be really willing to hear, because that's at the end of the day also something that could help to bring our two countries together. And actually, until we will have the direct connection, we can always use Skopje of the North Macedonia, because there is a direct flight from here. And we have a great highway, Pristina-Skopje, only in 40 minutes. You will be in Pristina, so that could be also recuperated in a way. Of course, there is so much potential, so we will be looking forward to that. I'm very glad that some things also happen very naturally. I hope to come back also on 9th of February. There will be a theater play here in Valletta that actually started through the collaboration of Theater of Pristina, Valletta, Parma and Ljubljana. And they managed to get EU funds and put up a very ironic but very interesting play about European show. So they will be here 9th of February in your theater. If you will be free, I'm more than happy to invite you. It's really nice when you see our different fields of culture collaborating, because it's so natural. And it was really wonderful also to meet your representatives also back. So we have great collaboration also with your embassy in Rome, but also here with ministry, and we do appreciate this. And also we'll be willing to continue also with you. And please do feel free whenever you have something to raise it up. We are just a phone call away until we will restore the, actually create the direct flight.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. I took note even of your priorities vis-à-vis Africa tourism, which is agriculture, which is a small part due to our size, but a strategic thing for us as well and for our self-sufficiency. And obviously I wish you, and I'm sure on the part of the committee as well, we wish you good luck for the Council of Europe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And if I may, just to conclude, if it helps or if it's of your interest, I could accelerate this invitation from our head of foreign policy and maybe of the group of friendship in order to maybe open up the invitation for whoever from you is interested to create even here a group. I don't know how long does it take or your procedures, but if this helps, I would be willing to start immediately, if you agree.
Thank you. I took note of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, nirreferi għal-minuti laqa numru 19 datat 31 ottubru ta' sena 2023 u għet nifirma l-istess minuti u għet nassumi li l-komitat ovvjament jaqbel ma l-istess. Jena rajtom iġviri. Ok, jirrifletti fedelment li dak li l-intqal. Ok. L-istess japplika għall-laqa numru 20 u 21. Ok? Melek għandek minuti ta' tlet laqat. Thank you very much, Mario. Dik l-istess ukoll. Issa, it-tielet item fuq l-agenda hija ħatra ta' chairperson fil-grupp ta' ħidma numru wieħed. Jiena tkellimt naqra ħankun ċar mal-web tagħna ħatana. Idealment kont qed naħseb illi xorta niċċerja ħina jekk taqblu dejjem. Però jkun hemm persuna minn naħa tal-gvernu, persuna minn naħa tal-oppożizzjoni.
Le, fil-grupp għandna
Aċċerbis, ok. Ħajbqaw l-istess. Mara għara jekk taqblux illi at this stage. Ġifieri iktar xogħol imma niċċerja ħina ovvjament. Tajjeb, ġifieri. Ok, mela, tajjeb hekk għalik? Ok, mela, dik lesta wkoll, issa, hemm xi affarijiet oħra jew li x'taqblu.